Welcome to Scripture Beneath the Surface, an outreach of Preparation Ministries, a presentation to encourage God's people to embrace a life of holiness with purity of purpose. We realize that many may be offended by the encouragement to move away from the worldly lifestyle of today's church, but it is our hope that many will come to understand the message of 2 Corinthians 6:17 and 18. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. We bring this to you, for we believe Jesus is coming soon. Now here is our host, Randy Smith.
Hello. Thanks for being with us. Today, let's talk about Preparation Ministries. That's us. Preparation Ministries is our central ministry organization. The program you're listening to, Scripture Beneath the Surface, is an outreach program of Preparation Ministries. We call our ministry Preparation Ministries because we feel that the work God has called us to do is to prepare God's people for His soon coming in the clouds of heaven. One day, many, many years ago, I was in prayer and was asking the Lord what His will was for me and for my life. His Spirit spoke to my heart that day in a very plain and explicit way, telling me that my ministry was a ministry of preparation. This experience left a lasting impression on me, and ever since that time, I have felt a yearning to reach out to God's people in order to help them to better understand these last days, so that they might be prepared for Jesus when He comes back. It's the preparing of God's people that is at the heart of our ministry and our radio program. In some way, in one way or another, we want to make a difference in your life so that you will prepare yourself before Jesus appears. If you're not prepared, you won't be happy with the results. And besides that, if you're not prepared, Jesus won't be happy with the results either. More than anything, He wants you to be ready when He comes. When He appears in the clouds of heaven, Jesus wants you to be among those who rise to meet Him in the air. Whether you die before He comes or are still living when He appears, you will still have to be prepared for that day. But you must make preparation before He comes. You can't prepare afterward. Now, there are some who believe they can prepare afterward. One of the doctrines that have circulated freely in today's church is that there will be a pre-tribulation rapture, and then there will be those who are left behind who will get a second chance. This is not true. No, I'm sure some of you would disagree with me, but I am certain that there will be no second chance. However, because of this doctrine of a second chance for those who have been left behind, many Christians are tempted to go through life ill-prepared. They know what they should do, but for some reason they just never quite get around to it. They are occupied with things of this world instead of with heavenly things. And there is always that thought in the back of their mind that says, "If Jesus comes before I'm ready, I'll just have to do it the hard way." Now, I want to make it really clear. Please listen closely, because this is the essence of our ministry, and I want you to understand completely. The doctrine of a pre-tribulation rapture and the accompanying doctrine of saving the wicked people who were left behind by giving them a second chance to die for Christ is a doctrine which is filled with many errors and is a doctrine which destroys a Christian's commitment. Think about it. We humans do our best work under pressure. When we know there is a deadline for something, we strive to meet that deadline. But you know as well as I do that when there is no deadline, our human nature tends to put things off. No, we don't mean to, but it's difficult to always be on top of things which we don't think need to be done today. Satan has used this simple concept of putting things off until tomorrow by presenting an alternative to the Bible's command to be ready. And many people fall into the temptation of being occupied with worldly things instead of getting ready for the coming of Christ. I come to you every week with our Scripture Beneath the Surface program because I want you to see as much of the Word of God as possible so that you will recognize Satan's deception before it destroys you. I know you will agree with me that Satan's purpose is to deceive you. That's a given. That's what he does. He deceives human beings. He started deceiving people in the Garden of Eden, and he's still doing it now. However, the deception that's coming against God's people now, in this current day, is the most diabolical deception ever seen in the earth since the day of creation. The Bible has warned us about this day, but before the warning message can be beneficial, the warning must first be understood, and second, Christians must then take the necessary precautions to avoid the damage to their souls. Unless we heed the warning message of Scripture, Satan will overwhelm us with his lies. Yet, I'm pretty sure that most Christians do not comprehend what is really taking place. In Matthew 24, we have the words of Jesus which foretell the coming of great tribulation to the saints of God. In fact, Jesus says that this time of persecution will be greater than in the history of the world or ever will be. But most Christians do not comprehend what this great tribulation really is. During the Old Testament times, the children of Israel were persecuted physically, and physical persecution is still common for Christians. But in the Old Testament, Satan's destruction to God's people was a destruction of the nation of Israel, and this destruction came in physical form. But God's church does not exist as a single nation on earth. Christians are a people of God which are spread all through the earth in various locations. Nevertheless, we are a people which dwell in the city of God. Our city is not a physical city of Jerusalem, but a spiritual Jerusalem, and we dwell in God's city in spiritual form. Jerusalem, for Christians, is anywhere we are, as long as God abides with us in our hearts. Now, this might be difficult for you to comprehend, but think about it in this way. Imagine that we live our day-to-day existence in a spiritual city, and that God dwells with us in our spiritual city, and that Satan continually attacks us in the same sense as military forces used to attack a walled fortress. Imagine Satan as the enemy, amassing his forces outside our city walls and attacking our city of Jerusalem with his fiery darts, his swords, his spears, and his battering rams. Of course, Satan doesn't really attack us with physical weapons like this, but his fiery darts are his lies. His battering rams are his temptations to give in to fleshly stimulations of this world. I'm fairly certain you know what it feels like to have Satan continually attacking you until you sometimes feel like giving up. The Old Testament describes a physical warfare against Israel, but the warfare against Christianity is not really with battering rams or fiery darts. That's why the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 10:4 that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. The word carnal means of this world. It means that which is of flesh and blood. Carnal means physical things. The weapons with which we fight are not weapons of physical warfare. They are not carnal, but are weapons we use to fight spiritual warfare against the spiritual forces of darkness. But Satan also fights with spiritual weapons. He uses spiritual weapons against us because he is trying to destroy our life in the spirit. Think of this. The Bible tells us that we are as sheep led to the slaughter. We are killed all the day long. But Jesus tells us that even though we are physically persecuted, he preserves our eternal lives with him. Therefore, the ultimate danger to God's people is not a persecution against their flesh and blood, but persecution against their eternal soul. And this ultimate persecution is the great tribulation that is prophesied in the Bible. The great tribulation that Christians are experiencing now is a tribulation of temptation against our souls rather than our bodies. There's never been, in the history of the world, such a temptation to sin as there is today. Every possible device has been launched against Christians by the forces of evil. Notice, if you would, that from the time of creation until just a little over 100 years ago, the world existed in ox cart and wagon form. But from the time that electricity was harnessed, that fire of the heavens, every imaginable invention has been created. We're no longer assaulted with just the temptations from the past few thousand years, but now, just as the physical warfare of the world has advanced from swords and spears to tanks and bombs, so has the spiritual warfare of this world advanced. Christians are under extreme fire. Every way we turn, there are weapons aimed at us, attempting to dissuade us from the narrow path. Just walk through the checkout aisle of the supermarket and see what magazine covers stare back at you, and you will see what I mean. We have unprecedented, blatant sin all around us. Let me give you an example. It used to be a crime for a man or woman to enter into prostitution, but now it is permissible to enter into prostitution as long as it is filmed on camera so that others can watch the movie. Hello? Do you get this? If a woman sells her body on the street, it is considered illegal. However, if she sells her body on the movie screen, this is considered lawful. There are no morals left in this world today, and wherever Christians go, we are bombarded. No, not with explosives which destroy our physical bodies, but with a bombardment of temptations which destroys our very souls. At this present time, the world is experiencing the result of a transition from horse and buggy days to the days of electricity, which has changed the scope of the whole world. Most Christians think nothing of it. But this transformation into the modern world we know today was the dividing point between the old ongoing tribulation of God's people and the great tribulation we are now experiencing. This tribulation is greater than we ever fought against before, and this great tribulation is Satan's final onslaught against the whole world. It's especially devastating for those who are attempting to serve Christ and who have not yet established a firm foundation in him. The question for Christians is, will you heed the warning that the Bible is giving, or will you ignore it? And, at the least, will you listen to the warning message and then at least give it some serious thought? This is what Preparation Ministries is all about. We want God's people to be aware of what's coming against them in order that they might flee from it. And one thing for sure is that you cannot flee from something if you cannot see it. If you don't know where it is or from what direction it's coming, you can't run from it. But God wants you to know that all the carnal devices of this world have been launched against you in order to try your soul. Your soul is what God wants to preserve, but it is your soul which has to be tried in order to establish whether or not you really are a child of God. Turn on your television set and see the temptation. Walk into any automobile showroom and see the temptation. Go to the mall and see the temptation. We are bombarded at every turn. Satan's devices are geared to enter our minds through our eyes and ears and to overwhelm us and to turn us from the truth that God has given us in His Word. The onslaught is great, for it is great tribulation, which was never so great in the history of the whole world. Can you see it? Can you grasp what I'm saying? The great tribulation is a tribulation of the saints, not the greatest physical tribulation that has ever occurred in the history of the world, but the greatest spiritual tribulation against your soul that has ever occurred. This modern world system is not a danger to your flesh, but a danger to your soul. Think of this. The only way Christians will make it into heaven is to go through the narrow gate. Satan is trying to persuade you to follow the broad pathway because he knows that the broad pathway leads to destruction. In order to persuade you to follow the broad pathway, he will offer you delightful things that will take your attention away from the narrow pathway that leads to eternal life. This is what is happening in the church today. Christians are losing their way and have forgotten that the way to heaven is by taking up our cross. When we take up our cross and follow Jesus Christ to our deaths, then we finally inherit eternal life. Satan does not want you to take up your cross. He wants your flesh and blood to live vibrantly and wants your spirit man to take second place. He doesn't care if you're a Christian, as long as you're not a sold-out Christian. 2 Corinthians 5:15 tells us that Jesus Christ gave His life for us, not that we should live for ourselves, but that we should live the rest of our lives for Him who died for us. But there is a great temptation to live for ourselves instead of glorifying God. I see Christians dressing themselves to the hilt, driving fancy cars, and buying every knick-knack that science and technology can create. But then, that's just what the great whore of Babylon does. Babylon the Great, the mother of all harlots, wallows in the sumptuous delights of this world. The Bible describes it in Revelation 18 as panting in the heat of passion, in order to attain gold and silver, precious jewels, precious wood, expensive cloth, and all kinds of other delights. But then, that's exactly what Satan tempts us with. He wants us to wallow in the delights of this world and to ignore the heavenly things above. But then, that's what the Great Tribulation is all about. It is Satan's all-out, no-holds-barred onslaught against the people of God and against the whole world to convince them that the delights and sumptuous delicacies of this world are better than eternal life with God. But God is not pleased with those who choose to enjoy the delights of this world rather than the heavenly things from Him. However, God has allowed this great tribulation against the souls of men to come upon the world for a purpose, and that is to try men's souls. This is referred to in Revelation 3:10 and is called the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. For centuries, Satan was hindered from using great power on the earth. 2 Thessalonians 2:7 explains that Satan was hindered for a long time, but finally the hindrance was removed. This coincides with the modern-day transition into science and technology. This is a science and technology never before seen in the history of the world. It is the greatest stumbling block that Christians will ever see. It is the greatest deterrent to our children. It is the greatest destructive time that Christians will ever face. Never before have Christians had such tantalizing temptation thrown at them all at once. But the hindrance to Satan has been removed, and the great tribulation, the great trial of our faith, has commenced. In fact, by this time, it may be almost over. But Satan is destroying God's people, at least those who claim to be God's people. He bombards us with dazzling delights for our eyes to lust after and sumptuous stimulations which cause us to lust after the flesh, and deceives us into thinking that the most important thing is to draw attention to ourselves. This is pride of life. Whenever you try to draw attention to yourself, it is pride. Pride is lifting yourself up instead of lifting up Jesus. It is God who will lift us up, but when we try to lift ourselves up, it is nothing more than pride. Pride of life is rampant in the church. Just look around you, and you will see the church emulating the great whore of Revelation as they go after the delights of their eyes and of their flesh, and focus on drawing the attention to themselves instead of presenting themselves as a humble people of God. We have forgotten what it means to be a humble people. We have forgotten what it means to focus on Jesus instead of ourselves. But this is the message of Preparation Ministries. We want, more than anything else, for you to be prepared on the day that Jesus Christ appears in the clouds of heaven. There won't be any second chance. If you're not ready, you will be permanently left behind with all of the other wicked people. Great tribulation is taking place on earth right now. God is testing His church. God is finding out who really loves Him and who doesn't. In order to test Christians, God allows Satan to tempt them with all kinds of worldly delights. However, true Christians will resist the worldly delights and will keep their minds focused on heavenly things above. But the deception is great. Make no mistake, this is the greatest deception that Satan has ever been able to launch against God's people. You are his target. He is attempting to destroy your relationship with Jesus Christ by giving you as many alternative choices as possible. However, you can escape Satan's fiery darts, for God has given you his warning messages so that you will not be caught short in the day that he comes back.
We hope you are enjoying today's message, Preparation. If you would like a copy of today's program, listen after Randy's closing thoughts for our contact information. As long as the Lord enables us, we will provide all of our materials free of charge. Please be assured that you will not be asked for any donations. We believe that God will supply our need as He sees fit. God's Word is freely given. Now, once again, here's Randy.
I'd like you to consider this concept of the Great Tribulation taking place right now, in this present day, in order that you might understand just what has been taking place. A couple of hundred years ago, the hindrance to Satan was removed. First, the fire of heaven was harnessed by mankind. This single most important miracle, referred to in Revelation 13, is at the core of Satan's final onslaught. Think about it. The concept of electricity is central to every invention discovered in this last 200 years. This is why Revelation 13 only refers to one miracle by the second beast. It is because the pulling down of the fire from heaven was absolutely necessary to usher in Satan's last great attack against godliness. Christians are largely ignorant of this and cannot see the pattern of the world from the beginning until now. But for almost 6,000 years, we lived on earth without the discovery of electricity and without all the inventions that the discovery of electricity made possible. And now, in these last days, the hindrance to Satan has been removed, and the world has spiraled out of control. Our greatest concern, at Preparation Ministries is for you to be prepared for the soon coming of Jesus Christ in the clouds of heaven. You won't see a pre-tribulation rapture, because the Great Tribulation is taking place right now before your very eyes. But then, you may not be able to see this unless you have, as the Bible calls it, eyes to see.
Thank you for listening to Scripture Beneath the Surface, an outreach ministry of Preparation Ministries. If you would like a copy of today's message, please contact us and ask for message number 125, Preparation. We have available a list of our messages with a short explanation, CDs, and written transcripts. We have available a study on Revelation 13 entitled Image of the Beast, and a study on Revelation's short synopsis that John wrote in chapters 12 through 14. Our email address is preparationministries@gmail.com. Preparation Ministries is all one word. The email address again is preparationministries@gmail.com. Our postal address is Preparation Ministries, P.O. Box 475, Olivet, Michigan 49076. The address again is Preparation Ministries, P.O. Box 475, Olivet, Michigan 49076. For more information, comments, and questions, please contact us. We would like to hear from you. If you would like to speak to Brother Smith, please call him at 269-763-2114. Thank you again for listening to Scripture Beneath the Surface, and may God bless.